Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The flood of love of Godhead swelled in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women, and children were all immersed in that inundation. Purport. When the contents of the storehouse of love of Godhead is thus distributed, there is a powerful inundation that covers the entire land. In Shaddam Mayapur, there is sometimes a great flood after the rainy season. This is an indication that from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, the inundation of love of Godhead should be spread all over the world, for this will help everyone, including old men, young men, women, and children. The Krishna consciousness movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful that it can inundate the entire world and interest all classes of men in the subject of love of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Uchalila Prema Vanya Chaudike Vidoy Stri Vridha Balaka Yuva Samare Dubai. The flood of love of Godhead swelled in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women, and children were all immersed in that inundation. So this is the description of what was happening on this planet in Shaddam Mayapur, West Bengal, over 500 years ago, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was present, and he was playing the role of his own devotee just to make sure that if anyone wants to imitate, let them imitate serving the Lord rather than being the Lord, because in Kali Yuga everyone is so prone to imitations. And he manifested this perfection of divine love. And of course we know that who is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. He is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. More precisely, he is the Supreme Lord himself, Sri Krishna, but he came in the mood of his most exalted devotee, Srimati Radharani. And it is described here how he was enjoying that devotion by playing part of the devotee. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shishi Gornitai Kirai. And there are many, many descriptions, amazing descriptions in different biographical books about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was spreading the love of God, how he was giving that what is called Panchama Purushartha, how he was giving everyone the opportunity to achieve the topmost goal in human life, beyond and above all the four basic goals, which are Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. So beyond even liberation, there is an achievement of pure love of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was freely distributing that, and therefore he is known as the most magnanimous of all the incarnations of the Supreme Lord, of all the manifestations of the Supreme Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami addressed him with a very well-known verse, Namo Maha Vadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gaurat Vishen Maha. I worship the most magnanimous personality, who is Lord Krishna himself. and who is distributing pure divine love to everyone. So that is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we know that when Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, there have been a lot of changes around the same time globally. For example, we know that Columbus discovered America. And two people on the planet independently, one in Europe and one in Russia, invented printing press. And we know why these things were happening, because Lord Chaitanya was predicting that this Sankirtan movement will be spreading all over the world. And of course, we know who spread the Sankirtan movement. Srila Prabhupada. And of course, Columbus discovered America to make sure that Prabhupada would have somewhere to go. And you know, the printing press was invented just to make Srila Prabhupada's job easier. So it was all done in preparation. And actually, it is very, very amazing if we look at the history of the planet. We can see mind-blowing synchronicity, how everything is happening precisely according to minute details. Just to facilitate the execution of the plan of the Supreme Lord. And of course, the descriptions which are given about Lord Chaitanya and how he was spreading love of God just by embracing people, just by chanting the holy name, everyone was inundated in love of God. And there are descriptions how when Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they were going through the lands of Bengal, and they were chanting kirtan, and it was not just an ordinary kirtan. It was called prema kirtan. It was chanting imbued by pure divine love, and everyone was immersed in it. And when this kirtan was happening, there were so many people coming together, and they just couldn't leave. They were astonished to see that, and completely mesmerized, and everyone was dancing. And it is described that, you know, the laws of the material world were not acting at the time. In ecstasy, people who normally would not have much strength, they were pulling out huge trees from the ground and throwing them in the air in ecstasy. And other people were climbing up the tree and dancing on the branches of the tree as if they had no weight. And it was described that when these kirtans were performed, that people were coming and they would not leave. They wouldn't leave. And therefore, everyone was, you know, Lord Chaitanya's personality was so amazing. Everyone basically knew that he is not a human being, he is the Supreme Lord. You know, just starting with his physical features, we can just imagine, you know, seeing Lord Chaitanya. Actually, those of you who have been to Sridham Mayapur, and I'm sure number of you have been there. How many of you have been to Sridham Mayapur? So just remember the big deity of Lord Chaitanya from Panchatattva. So this is an exact replica of how Lord Chaitanya looked like, to the inch. This was his height, and this was his bodily feature. This was his stature, exactly according to the description. No exaggeration, right? 7 foot tall, and with a body resembling the color of molten gold. We can just imagine someone like that walking into the temple room, even without singing or saying anything, right? What kind of effect that personality would produce? We would exactly know that something's going on here. This is not an ordinary person. So what to speak of hearing Lord Chaitanya speak, or hearing him sing, or seeing him dance? We can just imagine what was happening with people. And therefore it is described that when Lord Chaitanya was going somewhere, huge crowds, they were following him everywhere. And wherever Lord Chaitanya was stepping, I remember Japataka Maharaj described that, people were so eager to grab, you know, the dust from his lotus feet, and they would jump on that place where his foot stepped, and they would grab dust from this place and put on their head. And there were so many people eager to do that, they were actually creating huge holes in the ground. Just taking that, you know, dust and putting that on their heads. And so that's why some of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they advised him, you know, you better go incognito. Otherwise, you know, we can just imagine if Lord Chaitanya would walk into Vrindavan like that, you know, with such a huge crowd following him. So this was really amazing. And therefore it is described that when Lord Chaitanya was walking with his Harinam party, and there were so many people, and dust was raised by all these dancing like madmen people. And when this dust was carried away by the wind, and when it was landing on the heads of some innocent villagers who didn't suspect anything, you know, we can just imagine some ordinary man working in a field, rice field, and then this, you know, dust landed on his head. And it is described that immediately this man would become mad from love of God, and he would just, you know, run around shouting, Krishna, Krishna, rolling on the ground. And it is described that even those people who would see that man, even they would get pure love of God. And Srila Prabhupada says this is called parampara in one of the purports. So yeah, this is what's been described here briefly, that the entire land was inundated with love of God, beginning from Sridhar Mayapur. And Srila Prabhupada's mentioning that the regular floods which are happening in this area are indicative of the flood of love of God, which would start from that place and which would spread all over the world. And we know that Srila Prabhupada made this flood spread in all directions. And it is actually very amazing to see so many changes in human society. Quite rapid and quite astonishing changes due to Srila Prabhupada's influence. For example, when Srila Prabhupada came, hardly anyone heard of Krishna, and chanting Hare Krishna mantra was something very kind of bizarre, right? No one knew what was that all about. But now, I just remember because I was sent to Scotland in spring for a month to help with the activities of our society there, and we were trying to organize a program for His Holiness Radhanath Swami in a spirituality center at Edinburgh. And we spoke with the main man who is running that center, Neil Walker, and you know, we were discussing what Maharaj will be doing, and it came up that he'll be chanting Kirtan, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Neil Walker said, well, you know, You cannot surprise us with chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra because we do it all the time in our spiritual center. So many people come and they chant Kirtan for a long, long time and they chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And these people, not only they have nothing to do with ISKCON, they're not even Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They're just spiritualists of all kinds and types. And they come and they chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it's not an exceptional thing. Actually, I was thinking that it would be good for us to, you know, look and see what's happening around, and we'll be very surprised, you know, how Krishna consciousness is spreading, even without our knowledge. Say, we know that there are people who are doing that, people like Krishna Das and Jayotal in different places, who do not belong to Gaudiya Vaishnava line, but somehow the most popular mantra they introduce is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it became so popular in Toronto, in Canada. There is one bhajan band organized by devotees, and they're really good, and I was kind of encouraging them because the singer was my close friend. I told them, why don't you go public? Why don't you perform your kirtans not only at the temple, but why don't you take it out to the mainstream, to the yoga community, etc.? And they took it seriously, and they actually did it. And a couple of years back, I was talking to one of the devotees who is helping to organize that group, telling him, you know, we should promote it widely because it's a wonderful opportunity for people to hear the chanting from the devotees and associate with the devotees. And while we were talking about that subject, you know, his phone kept making noises that he was receiving, you know, SMS messages. And when I was telling him that, you know, we should try and popularize this group, and he kept looking at his phone and he said, you know, what are these messages? These are invitations I'm receiving to different kirtans around. And this, it was Friday. And you know that this messages kept coming non-stop, like a couple of messages a minute or something. And he said, practically all these messages are invitations for kirtans, which are just happening in Toronto. So, you know, unfortunately, he said, you know, by the time we started, we were already late. That the scene's already taken by so many kirtaniyas. You know, it's just all these kirtan groups, they're just jamming and they're all singing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and they have nothing to do with neither ISKCON nor Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Somehow they just have this inspiration, they just want to sing Hare Krishna. And I went, and I'm sure if we look around, similar things is happening in this country, in UK, and of course America is massive. The entire upstate New York, there are so many bhajans and kirtans happening there that that place, of course, in New York, they've been, historically, there have been a lot of immigrants from Ukraine living there. And upstate New York used to be called Borscht Belt, if any of you are familiar with that Ukrainian preparation called Borscht. So, you know, because there were so many Ukrainians living there, they called this area Borscht Belt. But now they renamed it into Bhajan Belt because there is so much chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra happening there. And people, they want to know more. They want to know about Krishna. And for this reason, People who organize these events just to satisfy their audience, they facilitated and they invited three very senior Prabhupada disciples, His Holiness Satswarupa Maharaj, His Holiness Dhanurdhar Maharaj, and Mother Kushala, to move in and permanently stay there to preach. So there is a massive kirtan movement happening in the mainstream. And I went to one of the programs, and I thought, okay, these people, they sing Hare Krishna, but how much they understand, right? That's our normal suspicion, right? What do they know anyway, right? So we were invited to sing along with some of these performance musicians. And so before we had our turn, we were listening to one of the musicians singing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he was looking like a standard musician, you know, long hair, jeans, etc., playing guitar and still singing Hare Krishna. And then he actually made a little break and he said something which was quite mind-blowing. He said, actually, this mantra is very important for all of us because the most important thing in our lives is to develop our personal relationship with Krishna. And chanting of Hare Krishna is the prime method of developing our relationship with Him. And the thing which obstructs us from developing our relationship with Krishna is Maya. And Maya is very strong. And then he told the story, which probably some of you heard, how Narad Muni was witnessing the display of Krishna's Maya when Krishna created that fake inundation, etc. Probably some of you heard that story. So he told that story. I was thinking, oh my God, he actually understands what he is doing, even though he doesn't look like a devotee. But he knows what Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is, what the purpose of life is. And no doubt that it is all happening due to Srila Prabhupada's impact. Srila Prabhupada started that whole movement, which becomes massive people's movement these days. And actually, even though he worked so hard, but the fruits he created now by his efforts, they allow us to take Krishna consciousness now to any level in human society and actually fulfill his vision to re-spiritualize the entire human society. Now it is more easier than any other time. We have all the facilities, all opportunities, because Krishna consciousness is spreading whether we know it or not. And it is spreading on a massive scale. And in my travels, I see so many amazing confirmations of that. It is going way beyond our community, and it's reaching all types of people. Because Krishna consciousness is so unique, there is nothing like Krishna consciousness, not even close. That's why everyone sees that, everyone takes note of that, and there are many, many people who do appreciate it on a very high level. I just remembered one instance a couple of years back, because one of the places I'm visiting for preaching is Israel. And when I came there, devotee said, we made a contact with one Jewish group, practicing Jews, and these people, they invited us to come to their home, and they live in Jerusalem, which is, of course, the religious capital of the Israel. And he said they are vegetarians and they are very friendly. So I said, shall we take instruments with us and will we be doing kirtan there? And devotee said, oh no, this is our first visit. We don't want to impose ourselves. We'll just go, you know, to get to know them a little bit. I said, okay, but luckily I had karatals in my shoulder bag. And luckily, because as soon as we arrived, their leader greeted us. And before we even had chance to get out of the car, he said, I hope you'll be chanting, you'll be singing Hare Krishna here. And I was very surprised. I said, why? He said, well, because this place really needs to be purified. Can you imagine Jerusalem? This place needs to be purified. And he said, I'll take you, because if any of you have been to Jerusalem, that's the place, very hilly area. There are plenty of hills. And I'll place to, he said, I'll take you to one park, which is situated on a high level. And if you sing Hare Krishna there, many, many people will be able to, you know, get the benefit. You know, this vibration will spread to many people. So he said, let's go to that park and let's sing Hare Krishna there. And so there were maybe five or six of them who greeted us. And they took us to the park. You know, even before we had chance to do anything else, they just made us sing Hare Krishna. And so I pulled out my karatal, started chanting Hare Krishna. And most of them didn't even know the words of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It was obvious because in the beginning, I could see that they trying to learn the mantra. But after a few minutes, they joined in and they started chanting Hare Krishna with us. And so next thing, we went to their house and he said, well, this house also needs to be purified. Please chant Hare Krishna here. So we did kirtan in their house as well. And we were talking with them, and I was very surprised. I was thinking, you know, these people are seriously practicing Jews. Not just, and also highly educated people. All of them have, you know, on average, couple of university degrees. On average, they know five or six languages. And they do, you know, really high-profile business, design business. Just an example, they did the office design for Michael Bloomberg in Jerusalem. If you know, Michael Bloomberg is the mayor of New York. So, like that, they take these kind of orders and they make good money. And funny thing was that they live in a house, maybe 15 of them, and none of them is married, we found. They all bachelors. And they live together, they practice Judaism together. They're all vegetarians, and this is very, very unusual for Israel, especially, you know, being bachelors like that, because it's considered to be, you know, failure. In Judaism, it's considered to be a failure if one is not married, like that. And I was talking to them, and I was trying to find out more who these people are and why, in the first place, they are so favorable to us. And, well, one of the purposes, one of the official, you know, reasons we went there was to discuss the Spiritual United Nations project, which is, part of this project is to bring together different friendly spiritual communities, broad-minded spiritual communities, and then provide government agencies with spiritual technology, spiritual solutions to material problems, as Prabhupada said. So initially, this is why we went. We wanted to discuss potential partnership with them in that project, because this is very high-profile project connected to United Nations and everything. It's quite impressive for people. And I was talking about the project, and that man, their leader, he said, I'm actually more than working in partnership for other things. We want to directly support you and make sure that you develop as fast as possible. He said, we're working hard. We're making money. We have no families, so no extra expenses. You know why we're making money? Just to support you. We're making money to invest in you. We want you to have big temple in Tel Aviv, and we want you to have, this was special, we want you to have regular Ratha Yatras in Jerusalem. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. And I just couldn't believe it. I thought, why are they so favorable? And, you know, like, that time they gave very generous donation, and every time devotees go there, they are very generous people. And they're also visiting us. So I found out that their leader is a university professor, doctor of religious studies in Judaism. So he knows Judaism better than anyone can even imagine, right? So he studied that tradition forward and backward. He knows everything. Plus, for himself, he studied every other religious tradition existing on the planet. You know, the room we spoke was the library room, full of books. The room may be half size of the temple room, and filled with books up to the ceiling in all languages, because they want to read everything, you know, they want to read the original script. So just for their own development, as a hobby, they study Sanskrit at the moment. Anyway, I was asking him, you know, why do you support us so much? Why you are interested in Hare Krishna's per se, being Jews in the first place? And he looked at me and he said, I'll tell you honestly that Hare Krishnas are the last chance for this country. So without Hare Krishnas, Israel will be finished. This is the only tradition we ever found in all our lives and studies of religions and spiritual tradition, which brings such a strong message of peace and love. So we can see, this is just, you know, as we say, by tasting the drop of water, we can understand what kind of water is there. So there are some, and I mean, our time for class is limited. Otherwise, I could keep telling you many mind-blowing stories like that from around the world, what's happening. And because people are impressed. People are impressed with Krishna, and people are impressed with Krishna consciousness. Would you like to hear another one? Anyway, that a couple of years back, because I was put on a sannyas waiting list, and one of the assignment for candidates is to go to some, you know, places which require help and spend some time there. So I was sent to Philippines, and I spent 1 month in Philippines. And, you know, for me, it was a kind of, well, in a sense, waste of time, because I'm coordinating the Spiritual United Nations project, traveling, and I'm trying to get it developed in the first world countries, and Philippines is not the first world country. Even though it's a nice country, it's like Paradise Island, you can say, and people are very humble. But anyway, I was thinking of about my purposes, and then I was thinking, well, maybe we could do something in here. Let's get in touch with the officials. And I contacted our representative at the United Nations, and I said, do we have any contacts for Philippines government? And she said, yeah, definitely we have. And then she came back to me. She said, you can meet either vice president or speaker of the House of Representatives, who is a very famous person. So vice president was traveling abroad, so I couldn't meet with him. But then she arranged my meeting with the speaker, who is like the most famous Filipino in the world, more famous than president of the country even, who's been in the office 6 terms in a row, I think. So, quite a powerful personality. Anyway, I took one devotee, leader of the congregation, and we went to meet him to discuss the potential development of the branch of Spiritual United Nations in Philippines. And I was dressed like that because, you know, what can I do? I'm a Hare Krishna monk. That will not change. I don't want to go in disguise, and no need, because I'm representing spiritual body. But a leader of our congregation went in a civil clothes because he was representing, well, the mainstream society, right? If two Hare Krishnas would come, that would, you know, if two people dressed as Hare Krishnas would come, that would be very suspicious for him. Anyway, we went and we spoke. And it was very amazing because this man, well, the first funny thing was that he, you know, because we were recommended by his best friend from United Nations. Normally it's really hard to see him, but even in his office. But he said, because my best friend recommended you, I'm inviting you to my home and I will cook lunch for you. And I wrote back to him. I said, one point is that both of us are strict vegetarians. I hope that will not inconvenience you, because vegetarianism is not very popular in Philippines at all. And he wrote back, he said, no problem, I'll cook very nice vegetarian lunch. So when we came, he said, I have very nice lunch for you. I cooked a very nice fish. And we had to disappoint him. We had to tell him, you know, that fish is not vegetarian. He was very surprised. He said, this is the first time in my life I hear about it. What is vegetarian? Then we had to explain to him, what does it mean, vegetarian food? He said, anyway, I'll go back to the kitchen and I'll cook a proper vegetarian meal for you. So he made some pasta with vegetables like that. So, and while we were sitting and having lunch, you know, I gave him my card. And the card doesn't say Hare Krishna or anything. It says Spiritual United Nations International Coordinator. But then it was also mentioned that Bhakti Yoga teacher. And he looked at the card. He said, well, I know yoga, but it says Bhakti Yoga. What is Bhakti Yoga? I said, well, Bhakti Yoga is a spiritual yoga, yoga of divine love, love of God. He said, oh, you believe in God? I said, yeah. I'm dressed like a monk, but anyway, there are some monks who don't believe in God, of course. I said, yes, I believe in God. he said, oh, wonderful, I also believe in God. And but I believe in Jesus Christ. Which God are you believing in? So I had to tell him, Krishna. So he was asking, you know, who is Krishna? I said, well, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Father of Jesus Christ. He said, wonderful, so we belong to the same family. We worship the same family. We're worshiping the Son, you're worshiping the Father. And all. And then, but then he said, you know, why in the world are you vegetarians? What happened to you? Is it health reasons or other reasons? I said, no, this is spiritual reasons. Because we believe that if God gives life, only God can take life away. We cannot take others' life away. And he was so impressed. He said, wow, I also believe in God. That means I also have to become vegetarian now. Because it's true. Only God gives life. Only God can take life. And then it was so funny because I was trying to divert the conversation towards the project and practical things. But he was so interested in Krishna consciousness. For more than an hour, he kept asking so many different questions about our philosophy, practices, and everything. And then at the end, I had a gift for him, Nrisinga Pavitra from Mayapur. I told him this is like very sacred item from very prominent temple in the holy place in India. And it serves as a protection from inside and outside. And so I put this Nrisinga Pavitra on him. I asked him, do you mind wearing it for your protection, for your benefit? He said, yeah, it would be very nice. So I put this Pavitra on him. And we kept talking, and he kept looking at this Pavitra, and it was so obvious that he really likes it. And then at the end he said, so how often can I wear this? And it was obvious that he wanted to wear it all the time. I said, you can wear it as much as you want, just don't take it to impure places like bathroom, etc. He said, sure, yeah, I understand this is a sacred item. Like that, and anyway, it was very interesting that we didn't come to preach to him. We just wanted to work with him, right? But obviously, I mean, it's a simple logic. Someone wants to work with you. You want to know who that person is and what they do, right? So preaching comes automatically. So, you know, therefore, in this project, we're looking at the opportunities to engage people in serving Krishna without bothering to preaching to them, then, you know, because it comes to the point of engagement, they want to know what Krishna consciousness is about and who we are. So, but for me, it was an amazing example that, you know, how much interest Krishna consciousness arises in people and how much appreciation and support is there, and therefore it is very important for us to know for a fact that everything Srila Prabhupada said in his books about the role of the devotees and about the potential and all the predictions he made and all the desires he expressed, Krishna, rather Lord Chaitanya, is fully behind it, and he executes that plan of spreading the divine love. And we should try and help actively as much as we can. And as Srila Prabhupada was saying, that it will be good for us and it will be good for everybody else. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So I don't know what the time limits are. Probably it's about the time to finish, but if anyone has a question...